Jerry, the Ducks back in action tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock with Arizona. How'd the bye week go in general for the team and for you and Jorgie as well?
Well, it was a win-win for both of us. The team used it to heal up bumps and bruises. Injuries are different than bumps and bruises. All teams, all players who play in games in the season get bruised up. They just get beat up and sore. And the bye week really heals those up. And then it gives a chance for the guys to have, you know, significant injuries, an extra week off to heal those bodies. And for Jorgie and I, you know, we got to do a little basketball and spend some family time. I went down to see my mom and dad. He got up to see his folks. So it really came at a great time of the year.
The Ducks are hosting Arizona Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock at Autzen Stadium. It almost feels like maybe it does to you as well. The tale of two seasons, the excitement now that maybe Herbert will be back, these two final games, let's win, get into a bowl game. What's your take on the big matchup tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be a battle. If Herbert does indeed play, then Oregon could be back to scoring points and will be really competitive in this football game. I mean, the Ducks were scoring at a clip of around 38 points a game, and then that dropped off to about 14 points a game after he won out. And for Arizona, they can put up some pretty good numbers, too. They're averaging, I think, up around 38, 40 points a game. So the Ducks need to score with them. Both defenses are pretty decent. This is a matchup that is going to give somebody a chance to, for Arizona, they're already bowl eligible, get a better bowl game and keep in a hunt in the South, although USC's got that wrapped up. But for Oregon, it's a chance to get bowl eligible, and they know that. And I'm probably a little more excited for this game this week than I've been in a while.
The Ducks are back in action. Arizona comes to town, 4 o'clock kickoff at Autzen Stadium. Jerry, we've been watching Twitter for x-ray results and everything else. People excited about the possibility of quarterback Justin Herbert back. What do you hear? Will he play? What's your best guess?
You know, my best guess is that we'll probably see him at some point. I don't know that he'll play significant minutes. I don't know that he'll start. But they said that he needed 5 to 6 weeks to heal, and they're past that time now, so 4 to 6 weeks. I would think that if they're going to be able to use him this year, again, that this would be a good week. But they had to get an x-ray today. Actually, what is today's Friday? So it was yesterday they got the x-ray. So I haven't heard results of that. In fact, I'll get those later this morning. And then they'll make a decision. I asked Willie Taggart earlier this week, when will you decide? And he said, well, we got to get an x-ray first. We need the doctor's opinion and then our trainers. And he said, well, we get all that information together, and then we'll make a decision. That decision will probably come Friday sometime later today. But I would not be shocked or surprised if they don't make any kind of announcement until game time when we see who runs out onto the field. That's the way it's been most of the year, and I think that's the way it's going to be on Saturday too.
Big time Duck sports. Of course, the women's and men's basketball teams are underway, and two games left for our Oregon Duck football team. Hopefully we'll get into a bowl, but we've got Arizona tomorrow and then Oregon State. Any take on the Pac-12 or bowl games or big-time games, or what's got your attention besides the Ducks?
Well, you want to see, you know, whoever gets into the Pac-12 championship game have a chance to get to a New Year's Day bowl or weekend bowl game, one of the upper-tier games. When Washington got beat by Stanford last week, that hurt. That took them out of any contention for the Final Four. So you're hoping that whoever comes out of the Pac-12 championship game will get a chance to have one of those significant games. And, of course, the Rose Bowl would be one of those. But, you know, the Pac-12 has just beat up on itself this year. And some will say, yeah, it's down. It's not as competitive. It's not as good. And others say, well, they're better top to bottom. I think the top 10 or 11 teams are pretty good with some really good quarterbacks and receivers. I think injuries have hurt a lot of teams. I'm not sure that the Pac-12 this year has a definitive top four team. They just don't have a team that's good this year. But it's still a really good conference, and they still have a bunch of teams that are really good and should play in those upper-tier bowls come around New Year's Day.
Can't wait for your call tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And as always, go Ducks!
Go Ducks!